At the International Conference on AIDS this past week, one of the most surprising announcements came from the makers of Sesame Street. South African producers of the children's television show will be introducing a new character in that country, a Muppet who is HIV positive. At the Sesame Workshop in New York, Dr. Charlotte Cole oversees international education and research. She says the idea for the new character originated with a local team behind Takalani Sesame.
The curriculum for the project is designed by local educators, and they came to the team and said that the HIV issue is so enormous in South Africa that to have an educational program in South Africa and not respond to it is really remiss. And there was a feeling that Takalani Sesame really needed to be doing something because of the enormity of the issue in South Africa.
So this is called Takalani Sesame. What does Takalani mean?
Takalani means be happy in the Venda language.
I see. So this is an audience of very young children. Is it considered urgent to introduce them to AIDS and the HIV virus?
Yes, I think it's such an enormous issue in South Africa. 15% of all children under the age of 15 years in South Africa are expected to be orphaned by the year 2015 in South Africa. You know, this is a huge, huge issue. The team of educators felt Takalani really needed to respond to.
So how will they be doing that? What will the storylines show?
For example, we might have a story in which the character is shunned by children at her school who don't want to play with her. And then when she meets her Muppet friends, they rally around her and help her see that they want to play with her and that playing with her is fun and something that they want to do.
And she's an orphan, I gather, because she's...
Yes, she will be an orphan. She will be female. She will be somebody who will be very empathetic and have high self-esteem.
Why not introduce a character like this in the United States?
In South Africa, the HIV need grew out of a critical need in the country to respond to a need for education on HIV/AIDS. Now, here in the United States, educational advisors determine what the correct curriculum for the program should be and what the critical needs are here. And as yet, this has not emerged as a critical need on the U.S. program.
Dr. Charlotte Cole is a developmental psychologist and vice president of international education and research for the Sesame Workshop.